This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I know we got the C block, but I'm told we need to go to Mike Bacsik for breaking news.
All right, breaking news. By me, I
guess. 105.3 The Fan, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Houston second baseman Jose Altuve, the AL's fan-elected starter at second base, will miss the game on Tuesday to rest a sore left hand after he was hit by a pitch on July 5th.
That was, what, 6 days ago?
I told you, he doesn't do this anymore. He will never play in another All-Star game unless it's in Houston. He will never play in another All-Star game. So this was known. So it does say that Minnesota's Will Castro has been named by MLB as the replacement on the roster for Altuve. So if you're hoping Josh Smith would get in, because I had this conversation with my son, because he's like, can't Josh Smith take his spot? And I said, they're just not going to allow Smith to take a second baseman spot when he hasn't played second base this year. So anyways, Altuve out. So Semien will be starting the All-Star game.
I take you to the 325 from approximately 23 minutes ago. There is no way Jose Altuve sits out the All-Star game. Whoops. He is sitting out the All-Star game because he is a little B. And
I mean, quite honestly, good. I didn't want to see him play in our stadium as an All-Star anyway. So I'm okay with this.
That's what he does. He's like,
now,
oh,
what's
going to
be amazing
people.
Is he can't play in the All-Star game, which is great. I'm happy about this.
Yes.
But he's going to play tomorrow against the Rangers.
It's fine. Not as an All-Star on my field, though.
Like he can hit against the Rangers.
It's but he just can't hit on Tuesday.
His hand is too sore to hit on Tuesday.
Yeah, can't do it on Tuesday.
Good for him for being able to look out ahead and predict that. Now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Oh, and they said they meant Sunday, Kevin. That's what they meant. That's what they meant.
Okay.
That he would not
play
on Sunday.
Well, I guess he's not going to miss Sunday because he's already, you know, his hand got hurt.
It's Tuesday.
What's today, the 10th?
The 11th.
The 11th. So 6 days ago it got hit?
Correct.
Has he not been I think he's been playing, hasn't he?
Again. Glad that he's not an all-star on my field.
Yeah.
Oh, because there was a big B-fest on the Houston Astros, whether it was radio or something. They're like, because people were cheering when Altuve got hit in the hand.
Yeah, remember we played that as part of Audio Amigos.
So now I remember that I was like, and now that's the whole deal on like his whole world. He can't play.
He would have found another.
Oh, for sure. Like his hamstring would have bugged him Sunday.
Yeah.
Like
that's what he always
does. Juan Gonzalez had a hangnail once.
Ever since 2021, 22, 23, and now 24. Congratulations to him. For the most part, he makes the All-Star team every year. That's how great he is. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
But he won't go to an All-Star game because he knows he's one of the most hated players in the game.
Will voters hold that against him at all?
I do kind of wonder about that. Look.
I mean, not only the cheating part, but also.
He got caught cheating and he was too afraid to ever face anybody.
Ever play in a game because he didn't want to be booed.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Wow.
As you said, they're all good questions.
From the 325, we have to chant, where's Altuve during the All-Star game? I do want to know a way to irritate that Astros fan in your life by chanting during the All-Star game.
Would this work if you saw Jose Altuve and you'd be like, hey, stand up when I'm talking to you, buddy.
Bro.
And then he's like, oh, you are standing.
That is a short person joke.
Is that, are those not okay?
Yeah, Alec, how do you feel about that?
That's short people.
I'm offended.
Oh, but I like you. I like you, Alec.
Just not your height.
No, I think your height is great.
I'm an all or nothing package, Kevin.
Yeah, do you like his package or not?
I choose all of Alec.
Thank you.
I choose none of Altuve.
It's pretty
the
good.
The superior Al.
Yes.
All right, Deion Sanders is currently furious.
Oh, what did we do?
With his athletic director.
Oh.
because Colorado opens the season Thursday night, not this Thursday, but on a Thursday night.
I feel like we should have talked about
with this. North Dakota State.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I'm mad at Rick George right now for putting them on my schedule to open with them. Can you give me a layup?
Right.
And isn't that what you want? You want an easy one to start the season,
sure.
Right? So everybody's like, look at this. They're 1-0, baby. They could be something.
They won by 40 points.
They might beat Colorado State again this year. At the moment, Kevin, Thursday, August 29th is when that game will take place. North Dakota State is plus 240 on the money line, and Colorado is minus 298.
Okay. So not as lopsided as, I mean, that's still a you're pretty good favorite there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe not as lopsided as one might think.
And then Shedeur Sanders, during conversations this week, he said, we know where everybody's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And this, Quinn Ewers said this last week or 2 weeks ago about.
I don't agree with that either, but at least then I'm like, well, you were in the playoff.
But with Colorado, who was the biggest story for the first 6 weeks?
It was Colorado.
Colorado was on every single week. It was, hey, we got to follow this story. You had College Game Day at Colorado games all over the place.
I'm looking at their schedule. Maybe he's right. I'm at it. You know what? I apologize.
Deion or Shedeur?
Shedeur. I apologize. I think you might have been right. Their schedule is North Dakota State, Nebraska, Colorado State, Baylor, UCF, Kansas State, Arizona, Cincinnati, Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State.
So you're saying that no team on that schedule is far superior to Colorado? And because of the hype that surrounds Colorado, you could see that.
Look, okay. I don't know the entire schedule of all those teams, but now that I see who it is, I kind of get it.
And that being said, and Deion's right when he's like, look, man, my wins are different than y'all's wins. My losses are different than y'all's losses. It's people look at Colorado because Deion and the whole aura that comes from him is, man, don't you want to beat that guy? Don't you want to beat that team? They're loud, they're flashy, they're good, and you want to beat them. And now, granted, they didn't turn out to be great by the end of the year last year.
And that's the thing. I look at kind of that Stanford game as the pivot where they got embarrassed and they were up by 6 gazillion points and then they lost. I don't feel like anybody cared down the stretch. They played like 3 ranked teams back to back to back, UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona. I don't think anybody cared. And then they finished up getting walloped by Washington State and they lost Utah. I feel like after that kind of first half of the season, where you're definitely right, I feel like people stopped caring about them.
The other story that, thank you to Ivan or Yvonne, who messaged me on this story yesterday and said, this is perfect for the C block. He's correct. A Washington County man has filed a lawsuit against a Las Vegas dancer that he claimed a fraud scheme lasting nearly a decade cost more than $35 million for him.
What?
The lawsuit said Fred Bruner was going through a divorce in 2014, and he went to a gentleman's club, as one would do,
right,
in Las Vegas to, quote, smoke a cigar and have a few cocktails.
And read a book.
Yeah. Show up at the club.
He needed quiet time.
To wind down. Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're winding down. While at the club, he met Melanie Sterling, who was reportedly a dancer. The lawsuit said the woman allegedly made a significant amount of money off of Bruner that night. I mean, that's understandable. He had lots of cocktails and cigars.
I'm not on his side thus far for that night. Like, hold on. You went to the strip club and a stripper took your money? The hell you say?
I happened to have a friend of mine once in Vegas. He was trying to get him to come to our hotel room.
Oh, dear.
And so they said, yeah, just give us the money and we'll meet you outside.
Why would you do that?
The lawsuit goes on to say,
why don't you get your money back? It's just in like a G-string, I think, at that point.
They disappeared, bro. Oh. They were gone. The lawsuit goes on to say the woman learned Bruner was, quote, far wealthier than her normal patrons, wealthy enough to change her life.
Oh.
According to the lawsuit, she would reportedly communicate with him daily, trying to create a fake relationship to get as much money out of him as possible. Bruner claims over 10 years, she hoodwinked him into thinking they were an exclusive romantic relationship. Lawsuit said that that time she accepted multiple trips and a home that was funded by him. He claimed he would send her money at her request. She reportedly received and took control over of more than $3 million from him. And he believed it was an exclusive relationship with her and said that she was in a romantic relationship with another man in Las Vegas the entire time.
No.
She also alleges the woman gave some of that money to the other man. So this dude is like, hey, I'll send you $5,000. And she's like, all right, I'm taking my man out tonight. All along, quote, she had no intentions of following through on her representations, doing only that necessary to keep him from becoming suspicious.
All right. Let's see if we can just pause there for a quick second.
That's it.
10 years? You didn't figure this out? First of all.
Yeah.
Second of all,
yeah.
Where was this relationship going?
I don't know.
What were the promises? If she didn't have sex with you and it's 10 years, then that's your decision, man. And secondly, did you want to get married? Did it not come up at any point in this 10 years?
And
if she said no, then I don't feel like she was misrepresenting. Then I feel like she was like, hey, I'm just giving you a heads up, bro. Not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't feel... I'm kind of confused by all this. So I can just... If a girl is cheating on you, now you can sue her...
Oh, man.
...for cheating on you.
Time to go in the Wayback Machine and fire up a lawsuit.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry about that,
never
Kevin.
Mind.
But that's... That being said, first off, listen, and somebody texted in and they were like, yeah, I'm married to a stripper. Been married to her for 20 years now.
But that's the thing. You're married to her.
Mm-hmm.
So you made that decision and that's the deal.
Yeah.
For the record.
And marriage looks like it's going great.
I don't think there's anything wrong with dating a stripper, marrying a stripper, whatever. But it feels like after 10 years, you would have figured out that the con was on.
Yeah. Something's not right here. You are every week. You're like, no, I'm busy this weekend. That being said, I also don't know this. They don't have this information in the story.
Okay.
Was he seeing her physically at times when he would either go to Vegas or she would come visit him? I don't know if that stuff exists.
Okay.
So if they were seeing each other, I mean, like, again,
yeah,
you kind of have to have the conversations about where this thing is going along the way. And you didn't have to give her money.
Agreed. Or buy her a house.
Ever have to buy her a house if y'all aren't married.
Yeah,
you never have to do that.
If you're not married and somebody goes, buy me a house or else I walk, I think you should.
You let them walk.
Yeah.
You say, go find your own house. I'm going to be living over here in a brick house. Well, you're walking around your straw house.
Plano brick houses.
They have brick houses everywhere, Mike.
I thought that was the Three Little Pigs.
That was a Three Little Pigs reference from the 616.
It was like a brag about Plano.
He's suing for strippers acting like strippers, and he's shocked it turned out that way. That rationale is probably why he's divorced.
Dude, and like I get it. If you want to date or be in a relationship with a stripper, go for it. But just be sure, right? Because like when you walk into that club, the whole idea is for them to feel like you're loved and desired
yes.
so they can get your money. That is like their job.
You got to know the plan. Walking into that place, you know exactly what the play is on your side and on their side. And on their side, they're trying to figure out, just like restaurants.
That waitress doesn't want to date you.
Yeah, she doesn't love you. She just wants to see how much you're going to tip her at the end of the night. Or that male waitress.
I guess this is news to me.
Waiter. Hold on. Do you think every waiter or waitress that is nice to you at a restaurant is in love with you?
Yeah.
That might be an ego thing.
Or they're like, oh my gosh, it's Mike Bassick. Famous Mike Bassick.
I'm always surprised they give me a bill. I was like, I thought it was free. I am famous.
And that pays for the meal. You see all these people that came into your restaurant after I got here?
Yeah.
Always arrive right around that time when it starts to get busy and be like, look at how many people showed up because of me.
From the 972, I hope the $35 million helped her finish law school. Hey, I don't know that. A stripper could become a lawyer. In fact, I'll guarantee you this. There are people in the history of the world that have gone from stripping to being lawyers.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Name one.
I can't give you the name. So I guess I shouldn't have said that's a
Candy.
Fact. Candy Maldonado. I'm just sure, statistically, it Ivy. Feels impossible that no stripper has ever been a lawyer. Or maybe vice versa.
Cinnamon.
I don't have
the name. What's the movie? The one with Reese Witherspoon.
Legally Blonde? But she wasn't a stripper.
Four Christmases?
No. No!
She was in that movie. Sweet Home Alabama?
From the 682.
And this goes back to her high school sweetheart in that one.
And this is why we get in trouble. Y'all are wrong. I've tapped a few waiters after talking
to them. We're not saying it's impossible. We're not saying it's impossible. Just
don't assume.
Don't go in there with you.
They tipped them?
No.
We'll just walk into a Chili's.
Got all the beer out.
Yeah, if that's what you call what comes out, beer. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Or did they cheat at the hot dog eating contest? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Facing 3, 4, and 5 in the order. First pitch to Josh Smith is hit a ton deep into right field and way out of here. Josh Smith launches his 7th home run of the season in leadoff fashion here in the 7th to give Texas a 4-0 lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan right now. It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. If your friend has a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, text it to us on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Also want to hear from you on the YouTube, on the Twitch. And I'm going to start because y'all pretty much confirmed it for me yesterday. Then I went home and my wife confirmed that I'm an idiot. I talked about the C-block yesterday.
To your wife?
To my wife. And
you got to talk to your wife.
I was like, yeah, when I put the gas pump in and then just go walk into the shop, and she just goes, yeah, I always think it's weird that you do that.
Oh, really?
So Corey was against me. Reggie was against me. Mike was against me. Many, many of the respondents were against me, and so was Jess. Yes?
I had my hand raised, Mike, so I wanted to ask a question.
It's perfect. That's the way teachers like it.
Thank you. Do you think this is going to keep you from doing this in the future, or will you continue to do it anyway? Like, did you learn a lesson?
I think I might have.
Wow. But hold on. You are
humbled by all the people who are against me.
And now you're afraid that people are going to judge you at the gas station?
Or steal my gas. Oh, or yeah. What I'm really afraid of is people are like, you put way too much trust in that automatic stop.
Yeah.
And that's true. Have lots of concerns now.
Now, but that is weird because I will definitely get in the car after I've done that. I'll start pumping and then get in the car and just kind of hang out. And then once I hear it click, so if it didn't click, I'm screwed. But that's interesting that now you are OCD.
That's true.
Is that something that your OCD will allow you to walk away from? Or is that something that you're like, you know what?
That is a good question. That is one of many reasons I have a lot of problems with change.
Not having coins in your pocket.
No,
is the worst.
That is not. You know, that's not what I meant. That's why you send me all those videos all the time that freak me out of people just taking a bite out of the middle of their Kit Kat or whatever. Why would you do that?
Really, you eat your string cheese in the middle.
Oh my Lord!
I do it with burritos.
Mark yourself saying that. Thank you, good sir.
You definitely.
Thank
have a case for winning.
I have a question.
Please, God, don't let it be a follow-up to that.
Yeah, it is a follow-up, but not based off of like what you do with the burrito. It's based off of when you eat the burrito. Why are you taking a bite out of the middle of the burrito to start?
Sometimes I'm feeling quirky.
But then doesn't all the stuff, whatever is in there, start coming out? Now you can't really, you might as well just get a bowl.
I mean, I usually end up doing the cross section anyways, you know, if it's like a Chipotle burrito, you know, they're like bigger than your head.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, usually not doing like the whole thing at once.
Okay.
Man, you can see by the look on his face, Mike thinks you're a moron.
Why not cut it and then start eating it? if you're just going to eat half.
Sometimes you can't wait. Sometimes a knife is out of reach.
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes you just got to...
At Chipotle?
Yeah.
They have knives?
Well, I'm talking about at home. I never eat inside. I always take it home.
You don't have a knife at home? What are you,
I do,
Steve
not in
Martin?
Reach. Not in reach.
What do you mean, Steve Martin? Did he not have knives at home?
I think he said he only has one knife and one fork and one spoon.
Oh, okay.
Is that from The Jerk or...
I don't know. It might from like be a Johnny Carson
okay.
thing or something.
All right.
I think it was Steve Martin.
But yeah, Lucy definitely eats her string cheese by biting the middle out first. I'm like, why?
Yeah, because you encourage that sort of nonsense.
I do enjoy it.
All right. Speaking of nonsense, Shohei Ohtani.
I've heard of... Is this the thing I sent over to you today?
So I don't know.
Have you seen this, Mike?
If he's an idiot or not, but Mike, I don't know if you want to walk around and take a look and get your opinion on Shohei Ohtani stealing second base, and he seems pumped about it. And then what do you think happens?
Mike, he starts to shake his glove. Mike,
but he took his glove off and he put it in his genitalia region and started to feverishly move.
Is that what he thinks of? Is that Philadelphia?
About. Yes.
Of the catcher's arm? Is that JT Realmuto's arm?
I guess.
I think Realmuto might be hurt right now. But
is he an idiot or is that just
he did it in public.
Some damn fine trash mimicking there?
I don't know,
I'm not
man.
Sure.
I thought it was hilarious, but the reason I wonder if he's an idiot is because he did it in public. Don't. You do that in private, it's okay. You do that in public in front of all the fans.
See, but that's the thing.
These celebrations are getting out of
hand. On the baseball field, because I didn't hear about Shohei getting arrested. If you like went out in front of somewhere and you're like, bah.
Do you think he wanted to get dirt out of his glove?
He was trying to get all the dirt out.
I don't think so, because he was staring at people.
He was shaking all the dirt.
It looked like his real celebration.
Yeah, he was staring at people.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Like, that looked like a real celebration. They used to do this, which I thought was a little bit silly. I'll use the word silly. Mm-hmm. Like, they would do like this or something when a Dodgers guy would get like a late. Hip out, hands to the side, go Dodgers. And I was like, I don't get that celebration they're doing when they get to like second base or something.
We didn't really understand Claude Antlers.
I don't think they're going to allow that. I think at some point,
yeah,
they're going to say, you can't do that celebration.
Stop doing that.
I like it. Okay, so
maybe it means something else.
Perhaps an idiot. Now, we played the highlight. Is Major League Baseball an idiot for... Just saying, Josh Smith, you're not good enough to be an all-star.
Yeah, like, well, and
other people could drop out, but it's going to be tough because I think it has to be a third baseman.
Yeah.
That's why I asked that earlier. I thought, hey, look, I think this is kind of important. Is Josh Smith really playing that well, or is it just because all the Rangers are not playing well that it makes him look better?
Yeah.
And the numbers put him in the cat. Like, he would be our all-star. The numbers put him as our best player, except for, again, as he was pointing out, maybe Corey Seager's starting to get to that point right now. But
he's 14th in all of baseball in batting average and 22nd in OPS. Like,
but his home, like,
he's not a bombs hitter.
He's not really a huge. I mean, he's, I guess, our leading doubles hitter. But
I'll tell you what, like, and I know as a, and I'm not trying to take a shot here, but as kind of a nobody going into the year in Major League Baseball, Josh Smith. His defense has been tremendous at third and then a little bit at short. And when I say a little bit, because he hasn't played as much short. But, man, like, that's another thing, too, that they're not going to take into consideration for a guy who was a utility player coming into the year and how good he's played defense, too.
Well, so, and I decided to check based on what you said, Corey. He is sixth among third basemen for doubles. He has the best.
Sixth, huh?
Batting at. Yes.
Not one of the top
He has
four.
The best batting average. He has the best on-base percentage.
Home runs?
He's low on home runs. Okay. He has the third best OPS. Like, that's a lot of standout categories.
And, again, this is, as Mike said, for Josh Smith, it's an exceptional season. Like, this is a landmark season for him. This puts him on a map. And, to me... For somebody who's like, dude, trade him. I don't even want to see him on my field this year.
Right.
I was like, I really was.
When we were at spring training to start and we started counting numbers, Josh Smith was like, is he going to be on the team to start the year? Like, that was where he was at. Now, maybe not with the Texas Rangers, but with fans like us who are trying to put together your 26-man team. Like, Josh Smith was like, I think he's going to be the last guy on the team, and ended up being, obviously, in the first half, arguably your best player.
One of your more important ones, for sure.
Now, let's go to soccer, where Alvaro Morata from Spain, he got injured after a security guard ran on the field to stop a fan and then, like, kind of slid into Morata and appeared to hurt his ankle and potentially his knee. Like, he didn't do it on purpose, you know, but he's trying to get that other person. He slides and Morata's leg goes sideways, and, you know, he plays soccer. I know Spain, who is in the Euro final on Sunday against England, was saying they hope he's going to be okay, but it was kind of scary and not super helpful from the security guard.
Wow. Security guard's got to be better, bro. We're learning this. Pay for better security.
I wonder if he got, like, in trouble or fired for, like, hey, you're not the one who stopped the fan and you took out a soccer player.
But did he give up a goal?
He didn't, because the match was over.
Oh. Well, post-match, you know, lots of stuff could happen.
Now, I never thought we would get here, but we need to talk about the controversy at the hot dog eating contest. Is Nick Wary an idiot? Because the accusations are that he has cheated.
Cheating ass cheat.
At the hot dog eating competition. Now, it goes like this, and I honestly don't know if I realized this. He ate 46.75 hot dogs, and apparently, Major League Eating, yes, they say you get 5 hot dogs for every empty plate. And the accusation was, when the contest ended, he took someone else's empty plate and added it to his stack.
Like, nobody would see it?
I guess, because his unofficial count went from 46.75 to 51.75 as his official account, which, by the way, means that person counting was doing a great job if he stole the plate, and a terrible job if he did not. Now, he lost either way, because the winning person, Patrick Bertoletti, had 58 hot dogs.
So they're not actually counting each dog you're eating. They're like, oh, this stack of plates here is the...
Apparently wow. So.
Okay, I never knew this.
I didn't know either, but I guess they have. But isn't there the person behind, like, doing the number?
Yeah, and so I bet they're kind of doing that, and there's another person.
How many hot dogs are in a deal, too.
I don't know if he felt pressure, because his wife, Mickey Sudo, is the women's champion. She's won it like 8,000 times. It might be like 10 times.
Is she now embroiled in this scandal too? Does she steal plates?
I don't believe so, but here's what I need to know. And by the way, the New York Post took this seriously, because they said
they never take anything seriously.
Two anonymous sources who claimed to have witnessed this cheating.
Wow.
Now, Nick denies that he is a cheater. However, he has said that he has asked Major League Eating to adjust his score back to 46.75 hot dogs, because maybe people think he touched an opponent's plate or something like that. He maintains, I did not take anybody's plate, but he was like, I don't want there to be any question, so scale it back down.
Yeah, I mean...
Or he cheated and is admitting it.
Joey Chestnut's record-breaking number is 76 in 10 minutes, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So if you're not even getting to 76 and you won anyway, scale it back to 46.
And he didn't win.
Oh, he didn't win?
No, he was like third.
And he wouldn't have won at 51 either?
No.
What's he... Why do we... No, this doesn't matter anymore, Kevin. Who won?
As I said a minute ago, Patrick Bertoletti.
With how many?
Oh,
with
yeah.
58. Patty. There's no way you've heard of that person in your life until right now.
That's it. I was his guy going into it.
Yeah, all patty cakes.
He used to be a cake eater.
Patty dogs.
But now he's a hot dog guy.
Patty buns.
Mm-hmm.
Patty McBuns is what they call them around in the streets.
This next one has been a popular appear.
How come McDonald's has never gone down the hot dog route?
Good question. Very good question. Dude, hot dogs are great. I would have a hot dog stand.
I guess like wiener schnitzels and places like that haven't really taken off, so I don't know.
What's preventing you from having a hot dog stand, Corey?
Got to come to work
Sonic,
every day.
They never want to compete with Sonic's footlong?
Yeah.
The chili coney or whatever, it's, yeah, chili
the
footlong, cheese
yeah,
coney.
The coney. Yeah,
it's solid.
Dude, it's got cheese on it.
If you can remember the name.
Yeah, I just good. Know it's the footlong chili cheese dog with some onions and mustard, and it's good.
Yeah. And at my cheese or my hot dog stand, Kevin, I would be blaring John Mellencamp, "Suck it down, chili dog," all the time.
Do you play the real version of the song, or do you play the song where the whole song is sucking on chili dog?
Would you rather have a corny dog or a chili dog?
What about slice open the corny dog and put chili in it? Now you got a chili corny dog.
Wouldn't you just dip it?
It's a good idea, too.
I think it's a much better idea.
It's a decent idea. But you're not getting the chunks of chili in it.
I wonder if you could take frozen chili, dip it in the cornmeal, fry it, and it warms up the chili, and so now you have your great corn breading, hopefully by Fletcher's, and then with the chili inside of it, because that's a real deal.
Yeah. I've seen this.
Why do you keep looking at me like I can affect this change?
They take the corn dog and they split it down the middle, kind of like a bun, but they leave the edges, the corners.
You take the stick out.
And then they kind of, pull it open just a little bit and just pour chili and cheese inside of that. Mike, no, you can keep the stick in and still eat it like that.
I don't think so.
You would hate the way I eat corn dogs so much.
I don't know. I mean, I have no clue. Like,
for the most part, I eat all of the breading outside of it first and then eat the hot dog.
So eat the weenie last.
Correct.
And you don't put any ketchup or mustard or anything on it. No. What about on the cornmeal?
No.
Have you ever had mustard?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't think you... I don't know. Like you say these things, but it just seems impossible.
But my burrito strategy was odd. Okay. Okay.
From the 469, Kevin...
Who taught you this?
I don't
Does
know.
Does your mom teach you these
I
things?
I don't believe so.
Does your sister do these things?
No, my sister has a wide food palate.
And
Brandon has
she just takes a bite out of the corn dog?
I guess. I can't remember the last time I've seen my mom eat a corn
Women seem to like picking things, though. Have you ever noticed that?
Like you. Picking
like,
at you.
You know, like they'll have like a corn dog and they'll pick a piece off of it. I'm like, just take a bite. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. They get to the crust of the pizza and they'll pull it apart.
Like, oh, yeah. Just eat it. Weird Al wrote a whole song about it. Jeez.
How much of her life is dictated by Weird Al's catalog?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of songs.
What's another song?
White and Nerdy?
Spending most our lives. What's it? What is
That's
he doing?
Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise?
Yeah, I tell you what, I've never been Amish.
Have you ever heard the Yoda song?
Probably.
Diet carbonated soda.
He's still alive?
Yo-yo, D-A-yo.
I think so.
Let's get Weird Al on.
Yeah. Reach out to him, man.
I'll see what I can do.
Ask him what he's doing. His movie was horrible.
Did you have any more stuff?
No. I mean, and even if I did, we're way late. Oh, well. Coming up next, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Now, Corey brought this story to the table. We haven't had an opportunity to discuss it just yet, and I think it's fantastic.
I don't have it up.
Okay. Mark that. Is this guy
in Blue Chew? RJ Choppy.
Broadus walks in and everybody gets childish. All right, the show's been right on point all day, and then Broadus comes in. And everybody's like, "Oh, let's goof off."
I'm just thinking about Friday content, boys. That's
I
all
learned
I'm
a lot
about
the glove sizes. I thought that was an immaculate inning.
Yes. Yeah. See, sometimes I think the end of Mortgage Beast should be changed to the end of Blue Chew. And she'd be like, Blue Troopers!
I get it.
I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. Anyways.
Shout out to Mortgage Beast.
The point of this was, this guy went on a date, right? And so the gal that he was going on a date with, she shows up and she brought a friend.
Oh, no.
Who ordered surf and turf.
Oh, no.
And so he just skipped out. Yeah. On the check and took off.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Broadus, it sounds like straight away you support this.
Yes, absolutely I do. I am not interested in paying for family members or any of your friends or anything like that. So, yeah, date stuff. If we agree, hey, let's meet, let's do this, and you're bringing along friends, I'm immediately going, hey, I'm sorry. This is not going to work out. I hope you, I wish you guys the best. And I leave. I wouldn't, you know.
That's one thing I appreciate. You cut to the chase.
I would. And, you know, again, it's probably cost me in my life doing this, but I'm not going to sit there. I'm not. And a lot of, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of females now that are doing stuff like this, bringing along multiple family members or, you know, how about the one, there's girls that bring along kids, like their kids. I've seen that one done.
What? I don't know why you would want somebody to meet your kid that quickly.
First date.
Women, right?
First date.
Yes, thanks, Mike.
First date, like, you know, and you're like, okay, well, listen, hey, I'm not here, you know, and that, like I say, I have nothing against kids or anything like that, but nah, I'm not interested in doing that right off the jump.
Yeah.
There's not a worse sight in the world than showing up for a first date and seeing she's brought a friend. It's a very clear sign.
Well, what if the friend's interested?
Oh, you're talking about like...
Yeah, like what if this
that kind of a date?
Yeah, I mean, this could end up being a night to remember.
That's a whole different deal.
She needs to let me know up front, too. She needs to text me and say, hey.
I would have to say, yeah. If she's just bringing the buddy along just to bring along the buddy and get a...
Which in most cases, you figure.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, though. There'll be some gals that'll tell you, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe on a first date. And if I bring a friend, I'll see how you react to that. And they would see that I don't react very well. And they would be sitting in a restaurant by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, good to see you. I'm out.
Look, we talked about this all the time. I respect that Broadus cuts right to the chase, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And you know exactly what he feels
Absolutely.
About it.
I'm more than happy. You know what? I'm happy to sit down and have dinner with you, but we're all paying separately.
Well, that's like, the problem is, and then when that check shows up, they're like looking at you. Mm-mm. Like their hands get real short and they can't get into those purses.
Oh, I left my wallet at home.
That's not going to happen.
Gosh, dang it.
There's a whole stack of dishes in the back. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow if you want to text me or something.
I feel like in that scenario, you probably will not see them tomorrow if your response is there's a whole stack of dishes in the back.
I mean, she really wants you.
Okay.
Maybe you put on that riz just enough, and she's just like, it was worth washing all those dishes.
Stop that. Now, we asked this question earlier. What makes the city that you live in badass? Is there a particular element of the city that you live in that makes it badass?
Yeah, I'd say the school district. We got some great parks.
You Sunnyvale?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a quiet little town.
It is quiet.
It's still close to Dallas.
I wish it was cheaper.
Yeah. We've expanded, built some subdivisions. Yeah. I think you can get in there now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to agree with
maybe
that.
Maybe not Deshaun's
part of town. Maybe the school districts. Yeah. Maybe, you know, the state
Plano's
championships.
Plano's still a top five school district in the country.
Yeah. A lot of people. The school districts are good.
Yeah.
The athletics used to be very, very strong. I mean, I guess Plano East did just win a state championship
undefeated.
In basketball.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
So that's badass. But
Jimmy
yeah.
King.
That's
sure.
right.
I used to be very proud to say I went to Plano Senior High.
We discussed this earlier, though. Plano's like a very flat grid.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, there's not a lot of hills. There's Arbor Hills, but that's like a park that's like set aside.
Henry's Ice Cream.
Henry's Ice Cream
that's
is
pretty
dope.
Delicious.
Oh, that is a good place.
It is dope. Yeah.
So culinary. The culinary avenues that you can do in this city.
Okay.
I think the variety that you can have, like we just talked about going to dinner with people and stuff. There's so many different things. Like, if you had to make a choice, like, you have wonderful choices, high end, low end. You can, you know, hole in the walls. I mean, that's
food
the
trucks,
great thing.
Yeah.
You could literally, and I think the older I've got, the more I appreciate food and how it's prepared. So I think my city's badass because it can match anybody in the country with culinary experiences.
That is true. You know what it is? It's the movie theaters. We've got the best top-of-the-line Cinemarks in the world.
And I'm glad that Draft House is now coming back.
Aren't Cinemarks in their company
located here? The headquarters
is
right next to the Cinemark West Plano, so that theater gets everything first.
It's awesome. Oh, I didn't know that.
It really is cool. It is cool, a little movie theater, too.
Okay. I like the movie theater answer, because sometimes I do think I kind of take that for granted when you go other places.
And the construction. There's so much road construction.
So much glorious construction.
You won't find two lanes blocked off in any city. The way you will in play.
I mean, I couldn't have probably gone through more tires if I tried with all the construction.
Yeah, Parker Road, it's like 35, you know? 30.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, including a baseball conversation with Doug Glanville at 3.
Nice. Ooh,
ask him about that Shohei Ohtani celebration if you get the opportunity.
That was graphic.
It really was. It
really, really was, man. What was he doing?
I mean.
Well, we know.
You know, what he was doing. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here. On 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin. And KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Now, Corey brought this story to the table. We haven't had an opportunity to discuss it just yet, and I think it's fantastic.
I don't have it up.
Okay. Mark that. Is this guy
in Blue Chew? RJ Choppy.
Broadus walks in and everybody gets childish. All right, the show's been right on point all day, and then Broadus comes in. And everybody's like, "Oh, let's goof off."
I'm just thinking about Friday content, boys. That's
I learned a lot
about
the glove sizes. I thought that was an immaculate inning.
Yes. Yeah. See, sometimes I think the end of Mortgage Beast should be changed to the end of Blue Chew. It should be like, Blue Troopers!
Get it.
I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. Anyways.
Shout out to Mortgage Beast.
The point of this was, this guy went on a date, right? And so the gal that he was going on a date with, she shows up, and she brought a friend.
Oh, no.
Who ordered surf and turf.
Oh, no.
And so he just skipped out. Yeah. On the check and took off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Broadus, it sounds like straight away you support this.
Yes, absolutely I do. I am not interested in paying for family members or any of your friends or anything like that. So, yeah, date stuff. If we agree, hey, let's meet, let's do this, and you're bringing along friends, I'm immediately going, hey, I'm sorry, this is not going to work out. I hope you, I wish you guys the best. And I leave. I wouldn't,
That's one thing I appreciate. You cut to the chase.
I would. And, again, it's probably cost me in my life doing this, but I'm not going to sit there. I'm not. And a lot of, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of females now that are doing stuff like this, bringing along multiple family members or, how about the one there's girls that bring along kids, like their kids. I've seen that one done.
What? I don't know why you would want somebody to meet your kid that quickly.
First date.
Women, right?
First date.
Yes. Thanks, Mike.
First date. Like, and you're like, okay, well, listen, hey, I'm not. Here, and that, like I say, I have nothing against kids or anything like that, but nah, I'm not interested in doing that right off the jump.
Yeah.
There's not a worse sight in the world than showing up for a first date and seeing she's brought a friend. It's a very clear sign.
Well, what if the friend's interested?
Oh, you're talking about
like that kind of
a date?
Yeah. I mean, this could end up being a night
that's
to
a
remember.
Whole different deal.
She needs to let me know up front too. She needs to text me and say, hey.
I would have to say, yeah. If she's just bringing the buddy along just to bring along the buddy and get a...
Which in most cases you figure.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, though. There'll be some gals that'll tell you, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe on a first date. And if I bring a friend, I'll see how you react to that. And they would see that I don't react very well. And they would be sitting in a restaurant by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, good to see you. I'm out.
We talked about this all the time. I respect that Broadus cuts right to the chase, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And you know exactly where what he feels
Absolutely.
About it.
I'm more than happy. You know what? I'm happy to sit down and have dinner with you, but we're all paying separately.
Yeah. Well, that's like, the problem is, and then when that check shows up, they're like looking at you.
Mm-mm.
Like their hands get real short and they can't get into those purses.
Oh, I left my wallet at home.
That's not going to happen.
Gosh, dang it.
There's a whole stack of dishes in the back. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow if you want to text me or something.
I feel like in that scenario, you probably will not see them tomorrow if your response is there's a whole stack of dishes in the back.
Yeah, I mean, she really wants you.
Okay.
Maybe you put on that riz just enough, and she's just like, it was worth washing all those dishes.
Stop that. Now, we asked this question earlier. What makes the city that you live in badass? Is there a particular element of the city that you live in that makes it badass?
Yeah, I'd say the school district. We got some great parks.
You Sunnyvale?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a quiet little town.
It is quiet.
It's still close to Dallas.
I wish it was Corey a little knows. Cheaper.
Yeah. We've expanded, built some subdivisions. Yeah. I think you can get in there now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to agree with
maybe
that.
Maybe not Deshaun's
part
of town.
Maybe the school districts. Yeah, maybe, you know, the state championships.
Plano's still a top five school district in the country.
Yeah, a lot of people. The school districts are good.
Yeah.
The athletics used to be very, very strong. I mean, I guess Plano East did just win a state championship
undefeated.
In basketball.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
So that's badass. But
Jimmy
yeah.
King.
That's sure. Right.
I used to be very proud to say I went to Plano Senior High.
We discussed this earlier, though. Plano's like a very flat grid.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, there's not a lot of hills. There's Arbor Hills, but that's like a park that's like set aside.
Henry's Ice Cream.
Henry's Ice Cream
that's
is dope.
That's pretty delicious. Oh,
that is a good place.
It yes. is dope. Yeah.
So culinary. The culinary avenues that you can do in this city.
Okay.
I think the variety that you can have, like we just talked about going to dinner with people and stuff. There's so many different things. Like, you, if you had to make a choice, like, you have wonderful choices, high end, low end. You can, you know, hole yeah. in the walls. I mean, that's
food
the
trucks,
great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, I mean, you could literally, and I think the older I've got, the more I appreciate food and how it's prepared. So I think my city's badass because it can match anybody in the country with culinary experiences.
That is true. You know what it is? It's the movie theaters. We've got the best top-of-the-line Cinemarks in the world.
And I'm glad the Draft House is now coming
yes.
back.
Aren't Cinemarks in their company
located
here? The headquarters
right next to the Cinemark West Plano, yeah, so yeah, that theater gets yeah. everything first.
It's awesome. Oh, I didn't know that.
It yeah. really yeah. is cool. It is cool, a little movie theater, too.
Okay. I like the movie theater answer, because sometimes I do
you
think
would.
I kind of take that for granted when yeah. you go other places.
And the construction. There's so much road construction.
So much glorious construction.
You won't find two lanes blocked off in any city the way you will in Plano.
I mean, I couldn't have probably gone through more tires if I tried
yeah.
with all the construction.
Yeah. Parker Road, it's like 35, you know?
What
30?
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, including a baseball conversation with Doug Glanville at 3.
Nice.
Ooh, ask him about that Shohei Ohtani celebration if you get the opportunity.
That was graphic.
It really was.
Really, really was, man. What was he doing?
I mean.
Well, we know.
You know, what he was doing. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.